First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid-90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
This guy has to be a jerk. But listen to this jerk. This guy is totally unbelievable. This guy is probably going to end up in a horrible flaming car wreck. Either that or he'll end up with AIDS.
Yeah, you got a big knot of shit stuck in your head. It's affecting your judgment. I just can't believe you. I just can't believe you. Who gives you the right to decide whether whites are supreme or blacks are supreme? And how does that have anything to do with animals? Are you trying to equate animals to black people or to other foreign people or other minority groups? Or what is your point? You just want to rally together and feel good about yourself because you're white? I'm white. You make me sick. You make me want to throw up. I tell you what, if I could throw up and that vomit would go all the way through the phone lines onto your machine and splatter out over your face, I think I'd probably have the best time of my life seeing that vomit all over your face. You rattle on so long about garbage that I hope you're getting sick of this message, because I can rattle on about garbage too. Garbage is sitting right in the chair that you're on. You make me sick.
End of message.
Oh, I was wondering. Why did you call? Looking for someone? Found someone you have, I would say. someone else you seek. Not here. Unfortunate, but help you I will. Name, number, and message leave you must. Take your message to them, I will. Yes!
don't hang up that phone. You could be our grand prize winner if you can answer the following questions correctly. What's your name, phone number, and nature of your call? If you can answer these hard questions correctly, we'll return your call promptly. Listen for the tone to answer our questions.
Hello. Please. Hello.
Hey, Mr. 115. I don't have the number to that box, your illegal hacked mailbox on Ambox, your evil box. I wrote it down on a piece of paper near the phone. I was going out the door. It is now not found. If you would leave that number in the mailbox, if you'd consider doing that, it'd be a lot easier for me to hear the number, pop over, dial it, and leave you some kind of response. And you always say this every time I'm working my ass off, you bitch and moan. I only turn to you when you're desperate. You never do anything. And you've done this every time, and every time I have to sit you down and show you, and I have to bend over backwards and go do all sorts of stuff, and finally you'll admit, yes, that is basically 115 mouthing off, and when reality comes to reality, actually there is no other man. Evil Phone Mark II will be installed very shortly with parts from my new job. Then it'll be we'll have great new outgoings like the old days. If enough people want me to, then I'll start it again.
Really calm down, huh? Oh, well, you bet. There you go. Fair is a dollar and a half.
What?
Fair went up to a dollar and a half as of midnight.
You're kidding.
I've got 97 cents.
No.
It's raining like mad out there.
No.
Would you just give me a break? I really just want to go home.
I'm sorry. I can't do that. I could lose my job.
Well, who would know, exactly?
I could go to a party, get drunk, talk to someone. Who knows?
Would you just give me a goddamn token?
No, goddammit. I cannot give you a token. Those tokens are $1.50. I can't sell for 97 cents. We lose money that way.
All right, there's a free. There's a free. Come on, give me a token.
A minute. Just a minute. The sausage will be complete. You'll be off the hook for another week.
This is JC. What city, please?
Yes?
Hello?
How can I help you?
I'd like to know the number for the cheese factory where they make the vomit balls.
The cheese? Sir, I need a name. What's the name of the place?
That is the Vomit Factory on San Carlos.
V-O-M Vomit Factory?
That's correct.
I don't have a listing for a vomit factory, sir.
Now, did you check?
You may...
Hello. 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 There's no one on the phone. Can't hear you. Wait, I can't hear you. Hold on. Wait, I gotta get closer to your ears. Okay, so... Oh, there it is. Oh, good. Now I can cry inside of your head.
I am a drug addict, and I started using drugs at the age of 16. And I used drugs every day from about the age of 16 to the age of 22. At the age of 22, May of 1986, I quit. And I was clean for 2 years until May of 1988. And then I started using again, and I've been using every single day since May of 1988, and it's not quite May 1989. In fact, it's only the middle of March of 1989, so we are still able to understand what a calendar is all about. However, most of the other aspects of our life are way below the sewage level, you know what I'm saying? Way below the sewage level. So if you haven't started using any particular substance yet, then we advise you don't. That ought to make you go out there just that much harder and try it, you know, and see for yourself if you can make it with drugs, because what it boils down to is you get to a space and time and energy, and like where I'm at now, and it's called the void. It means there's no wall to hit, there's no bottom to hit, there's nothing to bounce off of, there's nothing to climb. You're in Nothingville, Black Holesville, where it doesn't matter if I have it, I can't make it, and it doesn't matter if I don't have it, I can't make it. You just get pushed into Nothingville, and it's all your own doing. And drugs are real fun for temporary living, except we just never know when our contract expires, so it kind of gets kind of monotonous. And I don't want to live like this anymore, but then I don't want to live like the other way anymore either. I just don't want to decide anymore. I don't want to make any more choices. I'm done making a choice, so maybe that's my last choice. What a drag.
Fuck off.
What's that?
Fuck off, man. You get the fucking radio on, you play your goddamn box shit, man.
Sit down, sit down. Not supposed to knock you down.
Rollerball.
Get the helmet off this man.
I thought you were taking care of
yourself. Plus 4 for direct control.
And there's no food on the
side.
Here's the letter.
plus one weapon and so forth. Yeah, that's how we ever think.
I don't get it. Why is telling them get in?
Okay,
Kind of sad that Perry's gone. KSJO, I feel kind of
sad that those fuckers kind of just used him like a piece of toilet paper, wiped their ass with him, and then, you know, now they're discarding him. I know that motherfucker brought those people money. You know what I'm saying? I bet you a lot of those people at KSJO Radio who were there before Perry Stone came around were probably driving in VWs. And I bet you after Perry Stone started bringing them money in because of his show, I bet you they're driving around in Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benzes. And now that they've got their cars and their shit, now they're kicking them out. Well, anyhow, let me know what you know about it or if you've heard anything about it. I've been trying to call KSJO. I got to go to work right now, but I've been trying to call him for the last few minutes, and it's like immediately.
And his name.
KSJO, you blow for firing him. And when he's on another station slamming you, I'm going to be laughing. You suck.
Hi, I think it's terrible that Perry was taken off the air, and I think you should put him back on. I think you're going to lose a lot of ratings if you don't. I know for me right now I'm going to switch back to KOME or KRQR because I really miss him. I think he was great and very funny, and if people didn't like him, then I don't think they should be listening, but I think you're going to lose a large portion of your listener audience. I am an avid listener, and so are the rest of the people in my whole office. Thank you. Bye. The mornings aren't funny anymore without you. I can't get up in the morning and tell the people who don't like listening to you to turn the radio station. Bye.
Well, I don't know whose message machine this is, so I don't know who to talk to, but I hope they've heard of the word boycott, because we found out that Perry's gone, and so we're gone from your station. We're going to do everything we can to get him back. There'll be more phone calls to follow.
I've met this clown, Mr. Century 23, a dork in creepers. I had the unfortunate experience to have him in my home for a few minutes a couple weeks ago. Thank God they left soon after I arrived, though. How's the night train stock?
End of message.
A little closer, but then again, you got a little way.
Sounds like you get better messages all the time. Well, we're keeping the faith, Perry. Come on back to us.
You're a demented fucking son of a bitch.
And
okay, Mr. 115 clone.
I'm at the liquor store, ringing people up, stocking beer, stocking wine, stocking cigarettes. Man, you people and your cigarette problems really make me sick. I can't believe all the different kind of brands of smokes that we have. And you have to smoke your brand. You can't smoke any other kind. If we don't have the brand you smoke, you get upset and you leave. Well, fuck you. All you need is Camel Straights. That's all you need. You're smoking for the nicotine, right? Unless you're smoking to be cool, and that's really stupid. No, you're going for the nicotine. You want that in your blood. You want that in your system. All you need is smoke two cigarettes of Camel Straights. You smoke those lights, you're going to smoke two or three packs before you're satisfied. It's ridiculous. And we got these Marlboro Light 100s, Salem Slim Light 100s. What the hell are those? What planet is that from? I can't believe it. I can't wait till they're $2. $1.75 isn't enough. What I can't understand is people who smoke and they don't get high. Oh, no, I can't smoke marijuana, but I'll smoke a pack of cigarettes. Oh, come on, legalize the shit. Maybe, you know, they would cut down on the crime, you know, and people might understand what's going on. You know, grandma's homegrown, anything. Make a pack of grandma's homegrown, something like that. Maybe people understand. Put on a Black Sabbath Sweet Leaf album, and, you know, people just grow up, you know? I can't believe it. Oh, hi. Marlboro's?
All you men are just alike. You all bitch and moan. Especially King Wah himself, Ronald Redball. Wah, wah, wah. Nothing ever goes my way, damn it. All these people keep buying cigarettes, damn it. Why don't they legalize marijuana, damn it? Damn it!
Well, anyway, I don't smoke anymore, so I don't give a fuck. Anyhow, you have a very unfeeling, callous attitude towards smokers. You think people do it just for the nicotine? How about the psychological relief? With people like me, who have a lot of pent-up emotions inside, it's a lot easier to light up a cigarette and deeply inhale than to punch the fuck out of someone right in front of us who's talking about how people don't need cigarettes. You know, that's how I feel. Even though I've quit, I still dream about smoking, and I will never lose the desire to smoke, and it is all psychological. I got over the nicotine long ago. You may start your message now.
We're watching the new news today, and they're telling us that the victims from Rame and Salcedo were being buried, and they said security was real tight. And so the dude who was giving the live report from the funeral was like, well, shit, 300, 500, 1,000 yards away. And And in the background, because it was in a field, they were in a field behind the fucking mortuary. Okay, the cameraman and shit. Behind the motherfucking dude with the microphone, you could see all these little pole-like motherfucking people running out in the field and shit, scampering around with their fucking cameras and shit. What a fucking field day! And what's the deal with Raymond? Is Raymond insane? Would an insane person have the ability to coordinate themselves into making it down and across the Mexican border and blah, 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 blah? Did Raymond have too much caffeine in his diet? Too much salt in his diet? Was his cholesterol level high? I mean, what precipitated this? Were the kids a little bit bitchier than normal? Is that why he cut their throats? Were they real rags? And we got to give Raymond points. That's right. We are sick, sick individuals over here at Club Manic Depression. We got to give Raymond points for killing his boss along with killing his wife. As we figure, I mean, if you're going to go, you know, as far as shooting your old lady, then you might as well take out the boss, too. So, you know, what's the deal? And why so predictable? Why? Why go to Mexico? Why? When everyone knows you're going to go to Mexico. So was that in itself an insane act because he went against the better judgment of what a rational person would do? I mean, if I was suspected of going to Mexico, I sure as hell wouldn't go to Mexico, you know?
But it wasn't until the inquisitive mind of man began probing my theory.
No, you must kill your boss.
This is the it looks like it's a time
game.
Look, that does look like a lot of
pizza blood. Blood. Give me dry. This is lost.
It looks kind of like rust from blood. Right? Rust? Blood rust.
That's the name
of the song.
Oh, Blood
Rush.
That was
Jeff.
Blood Rush.
Blood Rush.
Blood Rush.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Go, 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 go. Go. Hello?
Hey, dude.
What's up?
Hey, listen. I wonder if you got that KFJC.
Yeah, how's that?
Actually, they're having a fundraiser right now. You can call them yourself. Hold on. The number's 650. 941.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Shut up.
You had to look for it, man.
I don't have it right. The number's 650. Shut up. But, it's free to listen. You can listen for free.
No, I'm talking about that quote-unquote KFJC stuff. You know, that stuff
like... I don't
like
that. I don't like that quote-unquote.
Who put that in there?
It's Jimbo. This is the original you're reading.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's fuck the original. I know what we're doing. We know what we're doing.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire-tripped?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's try to work that in, too. Oh, Jesus Christ.
www.kfjc.org. Oh, the webpage www.kfjc.org/voicemail/Phineas/ I am great. midnightvoicemail.12o'clock.com.
Isn't it just www.kfjc.org? Okay. So the phone rings. Ring. So go. You're answering the phone now.
Oh, hello.
Hey, dude. Calling about that KFJC stuff.
What?
You know, last week I called you, you know, about the KFJC stuff, and we met over at the bus stop, and I gave you $60, and you said you'd get me some KFJC, you remember?
What?
Dude, you know, $60, man.
Oh, and I laughed. I'm sorry.
Oh, why don't you button up your lips? You're always squawking about something. You got more static than the radio.
Oh, that's on the radio.
No. You remember I paid you the $60 last Thursday for some of that green KFJC you said you were gonna get?
Dude, you can just call their fundraiser. It's blah 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 blah.
Really?
Stop playing with yourself.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing.
So I was wondering if you got that KFJC.
Yeah.
You know, rub my head, KFJC.
It's on the radio, I think.
Come here. Come on. No. Come you remember here. I paid you $60 last Thursday for some of that special KFJC you said you were going to get.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
I rubbed my head.
No. You can just call their fundraiser right now. What's going on right now? You can just call their fundraiser. What's going on right now?
Can be tested for drugs and alcohol.
650-941-6800. Dude, KFJC is free? As far as I know?
No, dude. I'm talking about that KFJC stuff, you know, that I was going to get from you.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Yeah, why don't you come by? I'm not really comfortable talking about that on the phone. You should try to talk in code or something.
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Really?
Hi, this is Kim. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now.
Hello, this is Steve. Please leave your name.
Closing tips number one. I might be in, I might not. But if you don't tell me your name, get the picture.
Hi, thank you for calling. Please leave a message and we'll call you back. Thank you, goodbye.
Hi, this is Tanya. Me and Bernice aren't home right now, so if you leave us your name, your number.
What's up? Club Med Expression on a Friday. This is Mr. 115. And last week it was Friday, and next week there's going to be a Friday. And there's going to be Fridays even after you're gone. You know that? And how many of you people, raise your hands. I can see. Raise your hands. How many of you people think that we have the capacity to blow the entire world up? Well, you're stupid. But you're not really stupid. You're just ignorant, you know. You're buying out some kind of principle. And why are you even playing around in muddle muck like that, you know? You could be enjoying a lot better things right now rather than be tripping off of fucking some hypothetical shit that your imagination cooks up. And why do I tell you this? Why does brother Mr. 115? Why does Mr. 115, why does he talk this shit? Why can't he talk about stupid, silly other things? Why can't he make messages like fucking Deal and Judy, Julie, or whatever her fucking name is over there at 0236? Why? Why can't we be like that? Well, because we're not. And if you don't like us for what we are, then don't call. Don't leave a message or do whatever you want. But we don't really give a shit. We do this for our entertainment at really nobody's expense. It's just pissing in the fan.
Don't tell me you lost your sense of humor already.
There's a line that Lonnie James Dio wrote, for every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. And it's such a fact, anyhow, how miserable are things going for you now? How bad is your life? How tight are you in your life?
Today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 27 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled The Void. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network and can be heard Wednesday nights from midnight to 12:30 on Club Manic Consciousness right here on KFJC 89.7 FM. Questions or comments can be mailed to voicejail@yahoo.com. Thanks to Angel D. Monique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.